Many thanks, Ruth. You know, we really always look to the OECD for your analytical and quantitative reports. We are not a quantitative organization in UNECE, and it's really super enriching what you produce in Paris. And I think you had a really powerful chart. No? So that was the energy consumption of AI is equivalent to the energy consumption of all of Australia, one of the most advanced economies in the left-hand side, slightly left-hand side from the middle. So that really makes one reflect. So thank you for sharing that. And maybe we should all link in on Thursday when you present further things at COP. Now, I also very much enjoyed how you referred to some regulatory initiatives and how you referred to the standardization topics, because this matters for UNECE. We are essentially a normative machinery with a lot of standard settings, so not on that particular topic, but all the players you mentioned, Sensenelec, ISO, ITU, they are our usual collaborators on other type of standard setting, and great to see that OECD is engaged in this. And last but not least, I really found it very impressive how you explained to us the life cycle approach you're taking. So it's the production, transport, operation, and end of life. And here I think that it very, very much relates to one of the earlier cross-cutting priority themes we had in UNECE. Now we know that for April next year, it's going to be climate action and resilient infrastructure. Before we had digital and green transformation, and before we had circular economy. And all what you said about reuse and material flow in terms of AI, and also the important issue of the critical raw materials in there, I think that really resonates with UNECE topic of circular economy. So thank you for sharing that. And that was also a little bit alluded to yesterday at the Nordic Circular Summit, where we exactly looked at these questions, digitalization and circularity. So thank you to all the speakers. You've done an amazing job being short, focused, to the point. We have a few minutes to open it up to the floor and to the audience. We are... Ah, yes, oh, sorry. How could I have overlooked our colleagues on the other side of the lake? Sorry, Ruth. My sincere apologies. Yeah. So let's hear from the WEF. Also with the WEF, we do have quite some cooperation on different aspects, a lot on trade, for example. But please do tell us what you are doing on AI and on leveraging the innovative technologies.
Sure, I'm happy. And I